Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joyce, and how may I assist you today?
Yes, ma'am. I'm trying to figure out where my order is. Give me just a moment. I can get order number.
All righty. What's your zip code, please, so I can look up this account?
29472.
I do thank you for that information. And what is your first and last name, please?
Jacob Shelton.
Alrighty, Mr. Jacob, for security purposes, can you verify that shipping address for me?
1259 Lebanon Road in Ridgeville, South Carolina, 29472.
Alrighty, give me a second to open up this account to see if I can locate as to where your order is. Oh my goodness, this thing is moving slow. I do apologize, sir. Give me one second. My system is moving a little slow. Alrighty, sir. I was able to locate this for you. You paid the shipping and handling to receive the tactical bag. Is that correct?
Correct.
And you say you haven't received your item as of yet?
Yes, ma'am.
Alrighty. Let me see if I can locate this for you. Alrighty, sir. Well, I do see that it was delivered as of today. It was placed in the mailbox at the address that was provided. Today is the 23rd. Yes, sir. It was delivered today. Have you checked your mailbox?
I haven't physically checked it, but I had someone else who was in the household check it, and they didn't see any packages for me, but I mean, I should be home here shortly, so I could check it when I get there.
Okay, well, I do apologize, sir, and you're more than welcome to give us a call back if you haven't, if it's not there, and I'd be happy to actually replace that for you if you'd like at no cost to you. But it does say that the package was delivered today and by the U.S. Postal Service, and it was placed in the mailbox at the address provided.
All right.
Well, is there anything else I can assist you with?
Yes, ma'am. There was also a charge that was declined on my card for $69.95, or I believe.
It was $67.32?
$67.32, yes, ma'am.
Yes, that item itself was a welcoming gift. It was a welcoming gift to becoming a part of what is called the Factory Direct Savings Store, which happens to be an online web gadget store. Oh, excuse me. And it does advise you that you have 48 hours from the time that you place the order to cancel, or they would bill you a membership fee for becoming a part of that Factory Direct Savings Store. And each month that you enrolled as a member, then they would bill you the membership fee of $67.32. Now, they would also download a $125 gift card into that email that you used at the time that you signed up. That $125 gift card, you can use that to go online to the Factory Direct Savings Store and make purchases of consumer gadgets.
Okay.
But I'm more than the email address that you use was akjacob2@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am. And what email would that gift card been sent from?
I'm not quite sure what that email address it would be from or what it would look like. Now, a lot of times the gift cards do go to a spam because they're not billed under a name that you would recognize. So if you happen to go into your email and see something that you don't recognize, more than likely that would be the download of the $125 gift card. But if you want, I can cancel you out of that where they won't bill you the membership fee anymore if you like.
No, they can go ahead. I just want to see what that email was.
Okay. I do suggest just open up your email address and let me see. if I can find out what website it may come from. It may say Trendy Goods, trendydiscountgoods.com. That's a website it may come from. It may have that heading on there. We don't know exactly how the merchants bill them out sometimes when they ship them out, because they are billed on a different merchant's name.
Yeah, I don't see anything else from Trendy Discount.
And I do apologize. I really don't know what merchant name it could have been under where you would have received that $125 gift card.
One sec. I'm just looking it up now. I'm actually I'm physically at the house now, and I'm walking out to the mailbox to check it myself. And I don't see anything in the mailbox. And I just went through the mail that they brought inside the house, too, so.
And you did not receive anything?
No, ma'am. And I also have an application on my phone that tells me what's coming in my mailbox.
Okay.
And it doesn't say anything on there, either.
Well, now, what I can do, I can go ahead and actually have them to reship you this, if you don't mind. Give me 1 second. I'll go ahead and put in the order for them to reship you this, that you never received your item.
You know what day that email would have been sent out?
No, I'm not quite sure. That, by this being a third-party call center, I can't see anything of that nature when they would have actually downloaded that gift card into your email. It usually takes anywhere from 48 hours from the time that the order is placed, and they usually download it into the email address that's provided.
Alright, well, I guess I'll just keep looking through my inbox, my spam folder.
Alrighty. Okay. I've submitted an order for them to reship you that. I put in there that you never received your item. So it does take them anywhere from 5 to 7 business days to reship you that item to the address you provided.
Okay.
Okay. Is there anything else I can assist you with this evening?
Yes, ma'am. What was the order number or the shipment number for that?
No, they haven't sent me. I've just actually placed the order for them. Now, the order number on that one, the shipping number on that one was actually, give me 1 second. Now, the shipping number on that one, from the U.S. Postal Service, it's a very long tracking number on that one. Do you want that tracking number?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
It's 9400 1121 0621 35 65 07 3349. And that was the tracking number on the item where the Postal Service said that it was delivered to you. Now, you could actually punch in that tracking number from the Postal Service and see if it was delivered, or maybe it was delivered to a different address. But it says in the system that they delivered it to the address that was provided. But I've actually put in an order for them to reship you another one.
Okay.
Alrighty, is there anything else, sir?
No, ma'am, that'll be it. I appreciate the information, and thank you so much.
Okay, sir. Well, I do thank you for calling customer support, and please have a great evening.
And you as well, darling. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.